This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I forgot to also mention that Jerry Jones Legends Hospitality Group has to pay a $1.5 million penalty for an antitrust violation. You know, you talked a lot years ago about Legends Hospitality and all of the inns they had, especially in Los Angeles. It was founded by Jerry Jones, and it's allegedly committed antitrust violations by, you probably guessed it, collusion. So,
antitrust laws prohibit agreements, combinations, or conspiracies that unreasonably restrain trade or harm competition. And he runs a company in the NFL and then also runs a company that is exclusively negotiating the deals of the suites in a bunch of different stadiums.
And one of the accusations was they made maybe some subcontract dealings that you were not supposed to.
Okay.
And then maybe did not even live up to those subcontract negotiations. So, yes, they've been fined $1.5 million. So I'm sure that will stop the group from ever doing anything wrong again.
That thing is extremely valuable. Like, what? Legends is... I don't think it's as valuable as the Cowboys, but it is extreme. Let me go check this out.
Okay. In the meantime, let's go to, well, unfortunately, let's go to cut number four. There was a lot of home runs last night, but let's go with this one.
Jackson kicks and deals, and this ball is gone. Wow. What a shot off the bat of Soler. That one sails way over the bullpens. A no doubt about it shot by Jorge Soler, his 10th home run of the season, the 201st of his career, and he puts L.A. on top 10-8.
And then we'll, you know what, just go ahead and follow it up for me. Cut number five, this is how they would finish off the scoring, and this would be the eventual final score for Rangers Angels as well.
There goes the runner again, and the ball is hit right by Smith as he was going to cover third. Shanoel shoots one the other way. Neto scores from second, and the Angels now lead 11-8.
It was unfortunate too. The Angels had scored a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh. Kamar Rocker did not have a good start either. But I was going to bring up, you know, there had been some really positive numbers for the bullpen. We finished up the month of June, and clearly they had some sputtering at the end of June. But even then, the bullpen had a 3.33 ERA, which was ninth best in baseball. And their WAR accumulated in that month was also ninth best in baseball. So you're like, hey, top third bullpen. I'll take that all day. They have had some struggles last night. Rocker didn't do them any favors. And I know Armstrong had set them up in better position. And then you just saw a string of problematic appearances, and it didn't help that Mike Trout had hit multiple home runs, and then Solar right there broke the tie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adrian, for setting up Mike Trout for success.
Yes.
As she said, I've heard that name before. Is he good? And then he hit a home run.
Yeah, he is.
He's pretty decent at baseball. Maybe the best of this generation. Now,
Luke Jackson's ERA went up 3/4 of a run last night.
Okay. Early in the season, there was like, oh, we could have been wrong about Luke Jackson.
For sure.
were we wrong about Luke Jackson now?
No, I mean,
their bullpen's been good.
Yeah.
His bullpen, I think, was like ERA their fifth.
Yeah.
They've been good. But now it's time, like, all right, now I'm starting to see the bats come back to life a little bit. Corey Seager has another good game. Marcus Semien has a good game. Is the real investment a closer instead of a bat?
Yeah. So I can't say yes to that just because of how woeful the offense still has been. I know yesterday is not a shining example for starting pitching or the
21 runs the last 2 days, Kevin.
I mean, that is certainly a positive. For Luke Jackson, he's had rough goes 3 of the last 4 starts, but for most of the season, he had been really good, and that's the same thing that you'd say about Chris Martin. That's the same thing that you'd say about Hobie Milner, but we just talked about it. We talked about the Boach yesterday. Hobie Milner obviously ran into a problem. Chris Martin didn't do you any favors out there last night, and so it's unfortunate because, and he had a tough go the game before that, I'm pretty sure, as well, also against the Angels on Monday. And so many of your bullpen players that have maybe been doing better than expected, they have really started to falter. And unfortunately, they've started to, like, you would much rather falter at a time when you were already going to lose like 2-1 and instead you lose 6-1. But instead it was in a game like last night when it was there for the taking. I actually do want to play a positive one. Cut number 2, this Marcus Semien home run, when he hit this, I thought that they were going to win this game.
3-2. Swing, and there's a drive to left center. Make that 248 career home runs. A 2-run blast for Marcus Semien. And the Rangers retake the lead 8-6.
423-foot home run right there for Marcus Semien. But as we said, in the 7th and 8th, the Angels scored 5 runs. So Rangers lose again. Best they can do for this series is now with a split. So I was reading something from ESPN where, you know, this is a staple of websites, radio shows, all that good stuff. Do you think this is a fair midseason grade for the Rangers? So I want to start it off by getting y'all's grade, because at this point, you'd have to win your last 4 games to finish above 500. So if you don't win your last 4 games, and honestly, what in the world would lead you to believe that that's going to happen? You're going to have a sub 500 record at the All-Star break. So what do you think is a fair grade for the Rangers in the first half?
This is tough because the starting pitching has been good.
Yes.
Think somewhere in like the 79 range.
Is C where plus-ish?
Yeah, B okay. Minus, C plus. Like, because the pitching's been that good. The hitting has had weird moments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll give it somewhere in that range. I'm not as down as some people are, like, where this team is, like, thinking the whole thing's bad.
I gotcha.
So I'll put it in the 79 range.
All right. Now I'm really, I was fascinated to hear your grade before, Alec, but no pressure. Now I'm really fascinated.
Oh no. I would say letter grade, give me a C+.
Okay.
And the plus is purely for the pitching. The offense has been so lackluster. This team is too talented to not be better than they are.
So you guys might think this grade is unfair then. But this is what we talk about with the raised expectations. So first line of ESPN's little blurb, I bet y'all will be able to guess, it's lower than that. 18 of our 28 voters picked the Rangers to win the AL West before the season. But it's looking more and more like the 2023 World Series might be a stone cold fluke in the middle of a string of losing seasons.
Mm.
So raised expectations. The Texas Rangers got a D+, and that is better than 6 teams in Major League Baseball, including, Corey, you won't be surprised to know, the Baltimore Orioles, who got an F, as we talked about. They might be one of the biggest disappointments in modern baseball. And so I thought y'all's grades might be a little higher, and I don't think D+ is far off. The reason being those expectations, because the pitching has been great, 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 great. But the fact that this team has gotten that good of pitching and is going to most likely have a losing record at the All-Star break, I think they're that's a failing grade to me.
Okay, I understand that. I totally understand that. At the moment, they are not good enough.
They are.
I think anything from anything that low to where we are is fair. Like okay. 79 yeah. to failing, yeah. I think that's fair. And I honestly don't think an F is fair. I don't think that
the
is.
The pitching is even we said the bullpen's been good too.
They have failed at some things this year, yeah. But I don't think an F is fair for this team at the moment. However, they still have a lot of work to do in the back half, and not as much time as they had early in the season.
From the 214D, another 214C, 903, big fat F. From the 817, C minus, and I think a C is the highest that I have seen, and it's not surprising. I wonder if the Rangers would have won yesterday with the offensive explosion again, and you would have been like back-to-back days, offense is picking it up. Like
we would have gone, it's the Angels.
No, not y'all.
Yeah.
I wonder if Rangers fans would have even taken, like, we're just searching for, it's very similar to me to like, man, Schottenheimer sounds great in the press conferences. Like, you're searching for something to be positive about, because otherwise this has been an S sandwich of a season. And
I don't know. I like S sandwich. I think it's funny.
And yeah. And so you're probably going to go into the All-Star break with a losing record. I am afraid of what might happen in that Houston series, because the way you're playing right now, you're 1-3 in your last four games and 2-4 in your last six. The way you're playing right now, I start to wonder not about 500, but what if it went the other way? What if you beat the Angels tonight and then got swept by the Astros? Now you're five games below 500.
It's possible.
And I start to wonder, will what you do coming out on the other side of the All-Star break even matter? Or will you be too far gone? I hope it does.
I don't know what number is too far. Too far away. Because Lasso on the Twitch says, Rangers are getting in the wild card. Book it.
And they are, to be fair, they're, especially with the expansion of the playoffs, this is what Major League Baseball wanted, and I get it. They're only 3.5 games out. So you know what's kind of funny about this whole thing, to your point? We all feel like this has been a crap season, yes?
Yeah.
You're 3.5 games out of the wild card. And as we just saw two seasons ago, you can win the World Series from the wild card. And that is what's tough to dismiss about this team, is you're still not that far away. And if you could get healthy pitching into the playoffs, I still think this looks like an overwhelming rotation to have to line up against, especially from a playoff perspective.
Yeah, it just, you can't have too much distance to where it's putting that kind of stress on you.
Yes.
If you want to establish yourself as a dominant team, but the Rangers do seem to like being, hey, we're going to hold you to the last second on this one.
And so you guys brought this up and somebody else texted in. I wouldn't give them an F. So, like, I agree, but it's tough when that's the level of, I wouldn't give them an F.
I would fail them.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere near that.
Yeah, and so that's disappointing. These last four games, I was about to say, will tell us a lot. I don't think that's true, because there's been multiple times this season where I thought, oh, that run told us a lot. And then they immediately...
Yeah, nothing's telling me anything.
Yeah, bounce back against it.
From the 6-8-2, all we got to do is keep expanding the playoffs and we're good. And I'm always a fan of just more playoff teams.
Okay.
Because playoff sports is the most fun.
I want you to think about this for a second.
Don't act like it's not.
This is going to blow your mind. How many teams do you think they would have to expand the playoffs by this season for the Rangers to get in?
Five?
Eight.
I was going to say 10. I was like, that's
it needs to be an even number, because we're going to expand on both sides. So four National League teams, and then you would need four American League teams. Because even though you're four more, because even though you're only 3.5 games back, you're still behind the Royals, Twins, Angels, no matter how close it is. That's the tough part about this. You're playing the Angels now, but whenever you're not, hey, we won. Okay, well, I need the Royals, Twins, and Angels to lose to gain ground on all of them.
From the 214, y'all are holding on to hope of back in and go on a run when y'all fail to accept the talent has regressed to the mean. And I think we pointed out that that is a reality. And at the moment, there's no real way
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To change that from our perspective, sure. Until Chris Young goes and makes a bold move, which he doesn't have a lot of room for,
yeah.
Until he does that, we kind of only have hope to hold on to.
Yeah.
Or otherwise I can just complain about it. All right, that's going to do me some good. But like that's all we have right now is hoping that this group can turn it around until Chris Young says, guys, we have made this trade, and this is now the hope that is going to be different.
And hope is wildly different than belief, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope for all kinds of things as a sports fan. I am still a lifelong Texas A&M fan, so I know about hope and unrealized expectations, okay? Like, that's part of being a sports fan is hope, not belief. Because I think it would be very wrong if we came on here and was like, no, I believe they'll do it. Yeah. And you're like, what is that based on?
Well, and then that point, that's when Mike would say, then take all of your life savings and go put it all on Underdog and make your play right now. Sell your house, sell your family.
Hey.
Sell your friends.
I do want to tell you
and
something.
And spend all that money on this.
I hope you make the plays, but something really fun to do on Underdog, if you feel like it, is make humongous, like, 8 different spot plays and just see your odds and then just type in different amounts of money just to see, like, hey, if I won this, like, I would get $30,000. Now, look, it's up to you whether or not you have the funds necessary to make that happen. But it can be very entertaining. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, you know what?
Do it. I dare you.
We'll get to what's coming up next in just a second. I feel like...
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now.
We'll win a pair of tickets to go see 21 Pilots when they come to the Dos Equis Pavilion on October 20th. That's courtesy of Live Nation. You can, of course, go buy tickets right now, or you can win them for free. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Coming up next, NFL overreaction or reality.
Second and goal, 10 seconds. Daniels fires, end zone, touchdown! Masterous!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time for a little NFL overreaction or reality. And I start with this to correspond with a highlight.
Correspond.
Ooh, yes. NFL overreaction or reality. Jaden Daniels will be the best quarterback in the NFC this season.
Overreaction.
Okay. Who do you pick instead?
You didn't ask that. You just said...
Bonus question. Who do you pick instead?
I mean, obviously it's Dak, dude. What did you just say?
I was about to say shut up. But maybe you really do think that.
Hang on. You know what? There's a trio of Daniels, Goff, and maybe even Jordan Love.
Oh, not Hurts?
That I want to say Hurts, but he's good.
He
Their
is.
Team is really good.
True.
He makes the important throws when need be, but I don't know that you just stack stats on top of him. All right, maybe I'm wrong. That was reality. Jaden Daniels.
Oh, Alec, a very rare change in the midst of the answer right there.
I'm going to go with overreaction, and I'm going to stand on it, one, because it's what I hope is the case, because then that means that, you know, maybe we still have a chance at this thing. We probably don't, but hey. And two, I feel like there's just too many quarterbacks that, if they stay healthy, if their team is okay, they could probably end up having a better statistical season. Like Jared Goff is the first name that comes to mind to me. I think he might... He could explode this season and have, you know, 4 million passing yards and they still win one playoff game. So I think that his stats will look really nice. Matt Stafford has all the right tools.
Yeah, from the 2-1-4, I got long handoff.
Yeah, I got Mr. Long handoff. If he stays on his feet and healthy, he could end up having a really good numerical season. So I'd say he's probably second or third this year.
Goff and Mayfield were the top two NFC players in passing yards last year.
Okay.
Burrow was number one. Goff, Mayfield, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. So that was the top five. And Sam Darnold's back.
Okay.
Just doesn't have the quarterback whisperer on his side this time.
So I want to hit this fan text real quick, and I want to make a distinction. From the 817, it's ignorant to think that Dak couldn't be the best quarterback in the NFC. I'm not saying he will, but he could. My reaction was not to Dak Prescott, the player. It was the way that Corey goes, well, obviously it's going to be Dak. Side question.
It absolutely could be
Dak. Yeah, for sure. It was just the way you said it. I knew that voice. If Joe Burrow threw for 6,000 yards, overreaction or reality, he is named the MVP no matter what his team's record is.
Reality.
Oh,
like he was the MVP on that team too.
You're right. It feels more and more like we've gotten towards who's the best player or who's the quarterback on one of the top like four or five teams.
Yeah. And I think if you are the best, everybody wants that quarterback on their team right now.
Yeah.
He's the most valuable player to everything. It's not his fault that his defense is trash. Or is it? Maybe he should have taken a lesser contract so his defense could be better. Isn't that how we blame it everybody on the players?
Me?
We.
Oh.
We is are the royal we.
All right, Alec. Overreaction reality. No matter what the team's record was, Joe Burrow somehow throws for 6,000 yards. He's the MVP.
I'm still stuck on the royal we.
That is a fancy thing
that
to
is
say.
Very fancy.
Yeah, I think he's thinking of it in a different way.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to say reality because there was enough people trying to make that case last season and he didn't get to that number. If he gets to that, if he gets to an unheard of number of passing yards,
yeah,
then yes, there's enough people that want him to be it just by nature.
Okay.
So if the numbers start to say, hey, this is one of the best seasons we've ever seen by a dude who passes the football, then yes, he absolutely has to be.
Now, I'm going to lay out my premise for this, and then I really want y'all's thoughts. I don't really care a lot about the collusion case at the moment because I feel like our show talked this to death and figured it out 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you saw contract after contract, including Dak's contract, I know that wasn't 2 years ago, that it was like, we'll give you a lot of guarantee, like a lot of guaranteed money, but we won't go all of the way. And we talked a lot about collusion then in the aftermath of Deshaun Watson. And so, like, I know there's stories coming out, and Pablo Torre and now Don Vannata Jr. and Kalen Collar.
You put Vannata's name on it, and it's usually going to get some pub.
And so I they've done some really good work on here. I'm just like, I don't think this is as breathlessly surprising as maybe some other people do. But the NFL is now supposedly going to seek $12 million in attorney's fees for costs and costs for the collusion grievance. Things like that I don't like totally care a whole lot about. But overreaction or reality, you are invested in these collusion stories and conversation. Because I don't think I am, just because we already did this like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I've kind of said this a couple times, that the business part of football is something that we talk about a lot in this stretch, right? Because we're waiting for football to start. And it's not my favorite time, because I don't love the business of football. It's dirty. It's seedy a lot of times.
For sure.
But I do like the sport. I like the game. I like what Absolutely. We see on the field. So, yeah, I'm not as interested, even though this is that time that's the most interesting aspect of it all.
Yeah.
I get more excited about figuring out players and what they're doing. So that's where I am in that.
Like, and I understand.
And we have talked about it extensively.
And I understand.
Much like we talked about Big Weed.
Yes.
Before actually, it ever became a thing.
That actually is true. Like, Alec, I'll give you another example. I understand why it is a relevant story to football and football reporters if the NFL is seeking out $12 million in attorney's fees. I could not conceivably care less about that, because maybe the NFL gets the money, maybe they don't. It makes no difference to me.
I'm invested in, like, the evidence of it all.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, the money evidence that's going is there. Into it. Yeah, because, and I promise I'm not being comical when I say it, I'm invested in how bad they are at it. Like, okay. when you read some of the text messages that are in these reports that were exchanged by, you know, GMs and owners and agents and stuff, they're literally texting each other like, hey, yeah, congrats on that. That's going to help the market. That's going to help me out with my guy. Like, they are literally not trying to hide it by any means other than a text message conversation.
And so, you know what? What you just said ties perfectly into this text message. And I think it's just why I don't care as much as maybe other people do. And by the way, I get it if you do. From the 972, it's annoying that the players keep being abused by the owners of the team. It's just pure greed. I'm going to disagree with one particular part of that. I agree that they're being abused by the owners. I agree it is strictly because of greed. The difference in there is, I think the players have made the fundamental decision to let this happen over and over and over again. Like, we talked about it. The season's going to expand out to 18 games. It is. Like, I've heard some players, plenty of players, say they don't want that to happen. It's going to happen because the players fold on everything. And, like, one of the things you go back to is the owners didn't really care if the players smoke weed, but they set that up as an issue of, like, oh, I don't know, Alec. That's pretty important. What do you give us? And then they did, because they totally got outworked in this. And so I think if the players had better leadership, that they could break away from this. I agree. It's not right, but you get frustrated because the players just keep going, all right, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just let it in the negotiation. They have a power, but the owners
yes.
are like,
yes.
We also know that they, I don't know if I can say the word, where they suckle, if you will. They need.
Oh,
they
I think if you say it with the E,
the teat.
Yeah, instead of the I.
They need this. And so, there are some very rich players that don't care. There are some very poor players that are like, I need my check each week. And they press. There's more of them. And the NFL owners know it. And so they defeat them with knowing what they can do.
For sure.
And the players have not 32 versus however many. They can't all get on the same page where the owner's like, we're all together on this.
I get you on that for sure. All right. Overreaction or reality? Cowboys legends Wearing their Super Bowl rings around the star will inspire the current Dallas Cowboys. So this is one of the things that Schottenheimer said. He wants Cowboys greats in the building wearing their Super Bowl rings. So overreaction or reality, that will make an impact on the current Cowboys. Because you think it's overreaction, right?
Reality.
Oh.
In that, I think, and I asked Bochy about this yesterday, what do you hope that they're asking these guys? And I think it's important to have these guys around. I mean, hell, Michael Irvin recently was there and was talking about how important it was to him.
Totally agree.
Hey, we won championships. We know what it takes. We know what you're not doing. You might not want to hear it because you think you're doing fine with your millions of dollars, but we did these things.
Yeah.
You have this building because of our championships.
I agree.
And so I think it's important. I think it should help. But I also understand there are some people that they are there to do their things and then they leave. But I think this is a good group. I think there's more of the hard workers in there now.
I say reality for the idea that it could grow on them. I don't think initially they're like, oh, you know, day one, they see a Super Bowl ring on somebody's hand and they're like, okay, it's time to lock in. I think the more and more it happens, it's going to start to grow on them because you see how much it means just in the grand scheme to keep the history attached to the team. Like, how big of a deal was it when Sammy Sosa went back to Chicago?
Yeah.
How big of a deal is it when they took the Roberto Clemente, you know, off the outfield wall? You know, like it matters to people. Over time, it might take a few days, it might take a few weeks, but over time that starts to matter. And I think it just kind of invites more to the culture conversation of like, okay, our history matters and we need to try to replicate that because inevitably it does repeat itself, as people have said. It might rhyme sometimes, but you know, they want to get back to that spot over time. So I think over time, reality.
You know, I heard somebody say recently on a very good episode of a show, sometimes to break a pattern, you have to break the pattern.
Very true.
That's very poignant.
It can be tougher than you think. NFL overreaction or reality, Max Crosby doesn't get the respect that he deserves.
Reality.
Okay, so I know a couple days ago Patrick Mahomes is like, that's the best pass rusher I've ever played against. It feels like, you know, when we talk about Micah, it's like, oh yeah, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt. And then it feels like you're like, oh yeah, and then that next grouping is Max Crosby.
Because of his team.
Okay.
It's weird that Myles Garrett gets the love, but for some reason Cleveland's always discussed in that. But the Raiders have kind of been looked at as like, what the hell is going on over there?
Yeah.
For the whole time that he's been there and he hasn't been able to perform on that national stage like he needs to. But he's that one that Patrick Mahomes is like, he's just always present. Every time I release the ball, he is either hitting my shoulder pad or saying something in my ear, letting me know that he was right there. And then he's going to get to me. Like, that's the way he is. He is a dude that is always present in a quarterback's mind.
I'm going to say yes, because it feels like...
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free.
Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a reality because a lot of the time with these really good pass rushers, you don't see them get the public respect until they're dubbed this perennial defensive player of the year candidate. You see it with Myles Garrett for a reason. You see it with Micah for a reason. The media microscope helps here as well. But I think of a guy like Danielle Hunter. He's one of the best pure pass rushers in the NFL. I bet a lot of people out there think he's still in Minnesota right now when he plays for the Houston Texans.
Right.
And he had 12 sacks for them last year. Like, he was tied for fifth in the league. But we don't talk about him because he's not a defensive player of the year candidate. So unfortunately for Max Crosby, that's the umbrella he falls under is he doesn't get awards, he doesn't get accolades, so he doesn't get talked about.
Now, this NFL overreaction to reality is just about like my initial thinking for these rookies. NFL overreaction to reality, you don't ever assume a player drafted after the fourth round will make an impact in their rookie season. I'm not saying that Jaden Blue can't make an impact, but as a rule, I never want to count on somebody drafted that late and be like, well, I need that person. And I'm like, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely with you on that. So I don't know if it is overreaction or reality,
it's
but I'm
reality.
With you. I'm with you on that for sure because they're there for a reason.
For sure.
Whenever my scouts went, they said, in the first round, you're the most well-rounded and great at things.
Yeah.
In the second round, you're very well-rounded or very great at something. In the third round, you're good at a lot of things or maybe very well-rounded. Beyond that, you've done something that sticks out that says you could be a special teamer and maybe develop.
Yeah.
Like that's where it is from the fourth round down is you're a developmental project and there's something though that we think you can help contribute on special teams this year while you grow into the body.
Feels like for me along the lines of, you know, you hope for the worst or you expect the worst and hope for the best, you know, with these guys. I don't think that they're going to be terrible, but I just expect nothing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't need you to do anything for this team year one, but it would be really, really cool if you did.
That's sure.
I'm not against it by any means, but the expectations have to be fair. And that's why I hate the Cowboys' philosophy in the offseason where they don't go sign the free agents. They don't make the big trades most of the times because then a lot of the times you are having to rely on a Kalen Carson to go out there and play really, really well as a starting corner when it's not fair to them. So, and a lot of other teams are guilty of that. It's not just Dallas, but it's a total reality.
The people are bringing up Dak. Nobody expected Dak to do anything his rookie season. Nobody expected Dak to do anything for the first two or three years of his career at all. The situation lent itself to that. And so I think that's another thing that goes along with how highly we thought of Dak that rookie year because our expectations were zero. And then he gave us 100 out of the gate and you're like, what just happened? That's a rarity in most situations.
NFL overreaction or reality. I want to stick with the draft real quick. You are more invested in Shedeur Sanders than you would have been otherwise because of his draft fall. Cause I think I am. Like I was curious.
Like now? Like now?
Yeah. But like I'm way more invested now because like
you want to see him overcome it or no?
I really do. I really do because it felt like he fell, you know, obviously disproportionately to, if you didn't think he should go, obviously like top three and then first round, I get all of that. But like, he fell so far that I was like, man, this does kind of feel, I don't know. And so,
disrespectful?
Yeah, or personal. And okay. I think I'm more invested in him now.
Were you a hater before the draft?
No, I think I was largely indifferent because he wasn't going to be on my team.
All right.
Like, I would have invested for like card purposes and all
Did
of that.
Did you watch him in college?
Yeah.
And like, when were you kind of like pulling for him to make great plays? Because I was.
See, and I don't know if I was pulling for him just because I didn't have like an inherent Colorado rooting interest. And I kind of thought like, oh, I could see him going in the second round. And then people were like, he's the first pick in the draft. I was like, oh, wow, really?
Mm.
But like, he fell too far that now I'm like, all right, I'm more invested now.
Yeah, I think I was already a little invested, but the fall does make me kind of pull for the underdog. I heard Choppy earlier this morning say, I never root for the underdog. I'm always rooting for greatness. And I'm like, but can't the underdog become great? Like, Brady was an underdog at some point before he became the great one.
Now, I want to just, Alec, are you a yes on this? It looked like you were shaking your head that you're more invested now.
Yeah, I definitely am. Like you said, it just got personal real quick. So I'm like, huh. It'd be cool if he ended up being something.
Now, Corey, I want to start with you on this because you started to go down this path in Gridiron. Overreaction or reality, Pete Carroll can and will turn the Raiders around. I'm not saying that means they're going to win the Super Bowl or whatever, but it felt like you were about to start to dive into you believe.
He's an organized coach. He knows. There's sometimes, Kevin, you get a guy and you're like, all right, he is brilliant at offensive coordinating.
Yes.
And then you hire him and he does not know how to get a team organized. He doesn't know what all the rest of the field. He doesn't know the things, didn't have a vision for it. And I think Pete Carroll has a vision that's been established over and over and over again that's been successful. His template at USC took the template to Seattle. He was a really good play caller when he was with New England. And so he's done some good things in his career, but he understands how the entire structure is supposed to look. And so I do think that he can take it to Oakland and say, look, you don't have a first time coach. You have somebody that actually has a voice in this room that people will respect. By the way, Alec gets done, I want to bring up something somebody texted here.
Oh, okay.
I think part of the template that Corey mentioned too for Pete is being paired with a GM that just makes the logical decisions. And I think he's got that in Vegas. So I think he will. I think it's a reality because what was their biggest issue last year? Quarterback. They went and got one. In the draft, they had what could be a generational talent at running back. They took him. Like, it felt like they made all the right decisions. They didn't do anything too crazy, but they said, hey, this makes sense for our team right now. Let's do it. On top of the fact that Pete Carroll, like Corey said, has a structure. He's been there, done that. He knows how to lead. He knows how to get a group of guys ready to play every Sunday. So I think he can.
Yeah, I think that's a big factor. Somebody texted in and said that Deion is going to invade their locker room. That his dad is drama you don't want in the locker room. And he's going to force his way into any locker room and argue with the head coach. I hope not.
Sure.
Deion has other things to worry about right now, and that is Colorado.
Right.
But in addition to that, you have to let your kid grow up.
Sure.
You have to. You have to let them become their own man, become who they're going to be on their own. And I think Deion's smart enough to know that the NFL is a different level.
Yeah.
Where men are respected in those rooms, and otherwise you're going to be looked at as daddy's kid, and you don't want that in that room. And I think that Shador understands that coming from the family that he comes from. He knows what his dad experienced. The advice helped him through college, and now his journey from here. I hope Deion doesn't invade anything in the NFL unless he becomes a head coach. But while he's at Colorado, he needs to focus on Colorado, and Shador can grow on his own.
And I wanted to throw one more thing out there, going back to the Raiders. There was a story, I think it's a Bleacher Report, that said that the Raiders' improvement at quarterback was the second biggest offseason upgrade for any team at any position. So you went from Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, Desmond Ridder, all trotting out there to, now we're going to go with Geno Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And then they listed that as the second biggest improvement at any position in all of football, behind only what the Bears did for their offensive line. And we feel like we've talked about that a lot already. Do you view that similarly in terms of how big of an upgrade that is?
Yes.
The quarterback situation in Vegas was miserable.
Yep.
Even when Derek Carr was there. No, it wasn't miserable when he was there. It just was subpar. Or par, if you want to say.
Right.
He was par. I don't think Geno Smith is a world beater, but he got better. He found his leadership role. He found out how to play the position better whenever he started working with Pete Carroll. I think that combination is going to be very beneficial. So, yeah, I do see it as that big of an improvement for a team that lacked it that bad of a place. They have a legitimate starting NFL quarterback.
For the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and a couple people have brought this up and they have asked about it, and I think this is at least partially, if not largely, my fault.
Yeah.
They said they want to talk about Cooper Flagg. This morning,
I'm so excited.
I guess I'm not appropriately excited.
You've always been a Flag hater.
That is insane.
You're always like, don't like that flag. I don't like that flag.
Oh, my God.
You're like, Texas flag or nothing.
But this morning, Corey was like, hey, are you excited? It's Cooper Flag Day. And I go, yeah. And I just, like, I could see all the enthusiasm.
The one person I thought would be, like, stoked that this thing is going to be going down today. And he just gave me it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, I mean, so I think the issue is you're still 3 months away from the regular season. And, like, that's really what I want to see. I know what Cooper Flagg can do. And when you're like, oh, you don't know what he can do at the NBA level, you're right. He's not playing at the NBA level tonight.
NBA players.
Yeah, I guess. He's playing in the NBA Summer League, where you're right, there are some honest-to-goodness legitimate NBA players there. But there are also a lot of people that you're like, I don't think this person is going to be any good, but let me just check just in case. All right, I'll be amped up when we get like to the regular season. I have seen Cooper Flagg play against better competition than he will face tonight and do just fine.
But you've never seen him in a Mavs jersey.
That is true.
Or his Summer League jersey.
I set a record for the game tonight.
Is there Summer League jersey? Is it like the ones that they give you at the rec center where it's just kind of...
It definitely looks like you're at a camp.
You're like, was that number spray painted on there?
Yeah, no, look, it definitely looks like welcome to the NBA Summer League camp. Here's the jersey that we promised you.
And your warm-up suit is one of those t-shirts that has a bunch of sponsors on the back.
Exactly. And so, like, I care and I'm interested, but I was the most excited when we won the draft lottery and I knew that we were going to get Cooper Flagg. And then I'll be excited all over again when it's go time. I don't think he's going to play maybe as many, like, people seem to think he's going to play
64 minutes.
Yeah,
tonight.
Like the entire game tonight and score 35 points. And if that happens, well, hell yeah. I just don't think that's how it's going to play out. It's going to be, hey, what does he look like running the point?
He's going to,
as an experimentation,
he's going to play the whole game. He's going to score 45, have 12 assists and two blocks and 17 rebounds. And then he's going to hold up two after the game's over. And everybody's going to be like, what is he talking about? And he's like, no, we're playing a second game, y'all. Okay. Now let's get rolling. And we're going to be like, oh my gosh.
Okay. If any semblance of that happens, our lead segment tomorrow will be Forgiveness Friday, led off by me, asking for y'all for forgiveness. From the 214, I held the door open for Cooper Flagg on Monday, and he didn't say thank you. So he's off to a bad start with me. I get that. I do kind of wonder if we'd all be in a perpetually better mood if people were appreciative when you opened the door for somebody and you said thank you. Just a side note. But, like, So I am excited about Cooper Flagg, but I don't think I'm at the level that other people want and need me to be. I think it was CA who said he was really fascinated to see the celebrities out there.
Yeah.
And I am as well, because you saw some of those prices. We talked about it a day or two ago. Like, there are crazy prices for this, not only because it's Flagg, but obviously they threw Bronny in there. And I think somebody was joking, but they texted in and said, that's the next great NBA rivalry. And if it is great, that means our team matters.
I think they want Bronny to leave.
Well, okay. We'll get to that tomorrow. There is a captivating card.
From the 214, I saw Cooper Flagg not put his shopping cart back. Bad news.
I refuse to believe.
He's a bad
old boy.
That you have seen Cooper Flagg recently pushing a shopping cart.
Why?
I just
don't.
You think
he didn't shop?
I think that his shopping was all taken care of for him, sponsored by Chime or sponsored by whatever, and they made sure that he got everything that he needed. You know what I'm saying?
I see where you're going with
that. So, like, I'm excited. I hope it goes well. But he could score 35 points tonight, and I'll be like, rock on. I already thought he was good. You know?
Okay.
Sorry. We're the KNC masterpiece.
I'm not even going to watch now. You got me so down on it.
Hey.
It's not even a regular game. It's not just another game, you know? This one's just a... It might as well be a pickup game at this point.
Look, theoretically, in my mind, center. Corey, and you're going to be really mad about this, I don't have a lot of segments or time planned out for this tomorrow.
Wow.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-block / disappointment in me block. With Corey Majors.
Cooper Flagg cut me off in traffic this morning.
I don't know if any of that other stuff is
Cooper
true.
Cooper Flagg doesn't say bless you when you sneeze.
All right. You know what? You guys have changed my mind. Corey, you've changed my mind.
Coming up next.
Tomorrow, what if we do a segment that's a Cooper Flagg recap, but also a bunch of like really mediocre burns on him?
Yeah, I'm totally okay with that. Coming up next, Livy Dunn. That's all I got to say there. And at long last. They're finally making this movie. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.